This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. With lots of rain and high humidity over the summer, Big Pine Key has not seen a repeat of last spring's wildfire that consumed dozens of acres. The state is working to try to keep it that way. One of the most visible effects from Hurricane Irma is still the vegetation that the storm killed. Scott Petrick of the Florida Forest Service says that left the normally green subtropical lower keys vulnerable to fires, like the one that was started last April.
Normally our fires down here are a tenth of an acre, maybe a half an acre is a big one. 72 acres is scary.
Next week, the Forest Service plans to start creating lanes that will act as fire breaks and provide access for firefighters on Big Pine and Cudjoe Keys.
We're asking to come in closer to the homes, to where there's dead vegetation 5 feet away, and just reduce some of that. So if a fire is coming, then we can get an engine in there and do structure protection.
Petrick says the Forest Service will not work on private property without the owner's permission. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.